Why capacity determines outcomes. The end of the year often places us in a posture of reflection, assessment, reassessment, and evaluation of the journey behind us. For me, this reflective season feels like having multiple browser windows open at once, active, intentional, and alive with possibility. As I began outlining plans for the new year, I found myself revisiting past conversations from Divine Perspectives, a weekly broadcast I host on YouTube. While listening, one particular playlist arrested my attention. A series of teachings on capacity building delivered earlier in the year. What began as a casual review became something else entirely. As I listened, I became a student of my own teaching. Ideas I had shared instinctively with others returned with unusual clarity and weight. I was not emotionally stirred. I was intellectually awakened. In that moment, the writer in me surfaced, insisting that what had been taught verbally needed to be extracted, refined, and preserved. It became clear that these teachings were not confined to spiritual formation or personal development. They applied seamlessly to leadership, governance, healthcare systems, institutions, families, communities, and even nations. What I had taught as spiritual insight revealed itself as leadership architecture. The unseen difference between overflow and overwhelm. One of the central narratives referenced throughout the original teaching series is the story of a woman in financial crisis following her husband's death. A crisis intensified by ignorance, mismanagement, and debt. What neither she nor those around her initially recognized was the value of what already existed in her possession. The oil she carried held no value to her. Not because it was insignificant, but because she lacked the understanding required to steward it. She did not yet understand how capacity is built, often through collaboration, structure, and alignment with others. Life is designed in such a way that no individual holds custody of everything required for greatness. What we lack is often supplied through connection, instruction, and shared function. This story reveals a deeper truth. If we are not taught how things work, we will never know how to work them. Resources without understanding remain dormant. Potential without structure stays unexpressed. Capacity, therefore, does not mean possessing more than what one has in the present moment. It means developing the ability to steward what already exists, to recognize its value, and to engage the systems and relationships necessary for it to multiply. What changed the woman's situation was not the sudden appearance of something new, but the revelation of how to work with what she already had. In reflecting on that story, I made a statement that later became foundational to this book. That woman got to overflow not because of the oil, but because she built capacity. This single sentence reframes how outcomes